Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Bella. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
The I Am a Lonely author. I am a mom of three and I'm really, really boring. I always laugh when everyone's like, oh my God, I'm so excited to meet you. I'm like, really, don't be. I'm so boring. I'm in bed by 9 o'clock at night if I'm not writing. My husband always laughs at me all the time for it.
It is okay. It is okay. Self-care is important. And getting to bath and getting to sleep is like such a luxury that
oh my God,
not put that away.
It is so, my favorite luxury.
Well,
it's important.
Please
drink coffee.
I like a good bath. Like you get the coffee in the morning to wake me up and get energized, and then go back to bed and rot in bed. I actually love rotting in bed now. Like it's not depression. It's just basically like I enjoy my bed so much that I just want to like read, listen, watch a show. Like,
oh, yeah.
My little screen, look at my middle screen, look at my big screen, like, just have, like, all the entertainment in bed. I'm like, if I can, I'll just work in bed. Like,
oh, yeah. I can't, like, function in bed like that. I'll work in bed on my phone, but I've never actually, like, brought my laptop there, but I love to read in bed. That's what I do at night before I fall asleep. I try to, well, I say that, but it's not true lately. Lately, it's just write and then go to bed.
Okay, the words are coming, so that's
right.
So, I was telling you, my instruction to your work was The Sweet Spot, which is your latest release. So let's plug that, and then let's talk about your world, because as someone who just got introduced, I was like, holy crap, we got one here.
We do. The Sweet Spot is the fourth book in the Playing to Win series. That's my first, second generation series. It can absolutely be read as a standalone, or you can go back and read it from the beginning. Plenty of people pick it up like you just did out of a standalone and say, we're fine. They're just always then interested in the other characters. They're like, oh, wow, I need to read these books. These people are fun. Let me find out what happened with them. Sweet Spot here. I'm in love with this cover. The Sweet Spot is a hockey coach who's married to convenience, single dad. It's a little bit forbidden, a little bit. Not really. It's always been you, but maybe it was and I didn't realize it kind of thing, if that makes sense. And it's an awful lot spicy, I like to say. I have from her delicious thing now. God, I love her purple mouth.
Oh, it's so good. And we got a cute puppy and a cute
We got Winnie the Bulldog. So I have a bulldog fetish. I love bulldogs. I have one of my own and I like writing them in the book. There's a lot of bulldogs in this world. Yeah. This is kind of the second gen of bulldogs as well. And I always joked around that if I ever got a girl bulldog, I was going to name her Winston Churchill and call her Winnie. So a little bulldog was born. And now my teenager is bugging my husband. He wants a girl bulldog. We have a little boy. He's like, come on, Dad. We need a Winnie. My husband's like, we have a Winnie. It's your mother's best friend. She's known her since she was seven. We totally do. I agree.
Awesome. So this world, from my understanding, you got MMA. You got hockey, you got football, you got manga. It's a big family or friends,
a big family,
you know, kind of like, you know, aunts and uncles, your friend of the large. We got ballerinas, we got like everything in between. So, how do you keep this world sport?
Sometimes I don't. I have an amazing team of alphas who are just so lovely. And one of them actually keeps like a Google Doc for me, spreadsheet. And even then, I still manage to name two people the same thing on page in I don't remember if it was the same work or different book, but it was like in the last book in the previous series, the series prior to this, kind of wrapped up first gen and wrapped up this Kingston family that I had introduced. So I also brought my very first series, I brought those characters in for a scene as well. And I named one of their babies after. And then I turned around, and I think it might have been in the first book of this series, I named somebody else's baby after, forgetting completely that I had done it. So apparently I can't always keep it straight. Cool. But I believe in book Bibles, and we try very hard to catch everything. And like I said, I have an amazing team of alphas who, if I go to say something, they're like, wait, 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 you can't do that. I'm like, oh, yeah, crap, they're related.
Terrible. So the first generation, from my understanding, from what Kelly told me, Kelly from Movies and Movies, told me your first generation starts in high school and then it moves up to college and professional and stuff like that. That's the first generation. What does it look like? Where can we start from there? And then we'll talk about something today.
Perfect. Well, first generation does start with two seniors in high school. It's all in. It's my very first series, my very first book. It'll be 4 years old in November, my book Baby That Could. And brother's best friend, he's the quarterback. She's a ballerina. Her father is the pro coach in town. They've just moved town. It's sweet and spicy. We're a little bit of angst thrown in. And then from there on,
go pro.
For the rest of that series, it's either college or pro. In book four of that series, you meet the Kingston family, who then dominates my next two series. They're the family in town who own everything. They're billionaires. Their father was a bit of a philanderer and had many wives and a mistress, or possibly two, and many kids. I want to say there are 8 or 9 Kingston siblings, most of whom have different mothers. And that starts series two, which is The Restless King. That starts with Rise of the King. It's mafia. Well, she's a baker. She's just come to town. She doesn't know who she's related to yet. She's got the story. But it is like a light mafia. When I say light, I mean like gray. It's not like a really dark mafia. You know what I mean? It's not super dark. It's kind of in the middle. And then book two, as far as I remember, is actually Kelly from Movies and Movies. That is her most favorite of my books because book two has the best heroine in the world. Her name is Carla Kingston. She's actually the mother of the character in The Sweet Spot. And she is just badass. She is super strong. She runs an NFL football organization. You know, she's known as the Ice King, but she's really known as the Ice Queen because she runs this man world where she needs to be looked at as an equal and taken seriously. And, you know, that's not always easy for her. So she was a lot of fun to write. And Kelly and I talked about her often. But, and then it's the oldest brother's book in that series. Then we've got book one in the Fire King series, which is an MMA romance, and that starts the rest of that. So, like, there are a few different, I think, a few good starting points. You could start with All In, with the very first book in the world. You start with Rise of the King, with the first book in The Restless King. Especially, I know some people don't care to read younger adults. They don't want to read high school or college. Well, then Restless King is a great place to start with the Mobbin series, which is from then on out, and one is older, 14. I want to say kids, they're like 20, something like that. And he, you know, the first book in the next series. So all of my first books, I make sure to go a little more out of my way to describe all of the family and try to make sure everybody knows where they are. But like I said, I do try to make sure I do that in every book. And I do, you know, somebody who always says, oh, I didn't realize this book, you know, four, I wish I had known, I would have read from book one on. But more than not, people will say, oh, this is fantastic. Let me go back now and read the rest of the world. So I make sure they are all standalone.
Yes, that's neat.
I pick it up and I'm like, oh.
So then we go to second generation, which is like, yay, all the kids are old.
Yeah, all the kids are old.
All the women fall in love with each other.
Pretty much. And my people reproduce like bunnies. Yeah. So there are lots of babies, and I will be in second gen for a very long time. We are not leaving Fertin Hills anytime in the near future. At this point, I have 18 books out. 4 of them are second gen. Everything else, the first 14 are first gen. So there's lots of books to be had still.
So what's your writing schedule look like now?
My writing schedule is insane. I've been releasing every month for nearly a year. It'll be a year, I think, in October. So my writing is a little rough. But I get up in the morning and usually, like, I'll go through, I always call it my admin work. My brain doesn't fire on all levels first thing in the morning. I don't know about you or most people. I need a little bit of time to, like, I mean, I now need more than one cup of coffee. I used to be good. One cup was all I needed. I now need at least two. Like, I'm good to respond to emails or whatever else needs to happen, but I am not creative at 9 o'clock in the morning. Usually the creativity hits me more around like 11 or 12. And from that point on, I pretty much just write as much as I can. Like I said, I have three kids, so it's, you know, stopping and picking up for school or from soccer or from wherever we're going. But, you know, I get it in when I can get it in. Some nights I try to be done at 8 o'clock. Most nights it's more like 5 o'clock and I go to bed. My husband jokes around. We're like ships, you know, passing in the night. We very rarely meet each other. He comes home from work and he's our soccer dude. He's like running the littlest wherever he needs to go. My teenager drives now because he helps out a little, but it's great need. But yeah, I've been releasing every, you know, 8-ish weeks. So it's been like nonstop. But it's been fun and it's been, I don't know, I've been enjoying doing it. I was a little surprised when I decided to tackle it. I was like, can I or can I? Let's see if I can. Let's challenge myself. Not sure why I decided to do it, but working for us.
Working, just doing, you know, it's building the backlist. Like at the end of the day, backlist is what you want to have. Mm-hmm. A strong backlist is,
yeah,
there will be a time where you may need to take a break.
This will, 1,000%.
You know, you have your backlist still funneling new readers and following new communities. And so it really comes down to it. I'm a strong believer of building a strong backlist of like,
I agree,
creative work. And then you'll join the ego cops to take a break and then your goal.
1,000%. And next year, I think it's, so I am signing next year in March at the Bell signing in Orlando. And then I've got a PolyCon in April and another signing in May. And my family's going to come with me for Disney and we're going to do Disney for the whole week. And then my high school will graduate high school. So at that point, my plan is up through February, I believe. It's every 2 months. So we'll get the first book in the new series in August and then book two October, book three December, book four is scheduled for February. And then I'm not releasing again until May because I know that those few months are going to get a little hectic. And I want to, when I'm in Disney, like, as I said to you earlier, I'm on vacation right now. I apologize to the sun glare and I hope the earbuds are blocking out all the people at the pool and the beach. But, you know, I'll bring my laptop. Here, I'll write in the morning. I wrote a chapter the other night and I absolutely love what I wrote and the juices are flowing and it's all good. But when I'm in Disney, my gosh, that's not a vacation. That's like a job, especially with three kids. Like, go, 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 go. So I don't even plan on, you know, opening my email that week. So I know a whole week without writing is going to throw me off.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I went to Disney about last year around Labor Day because I'm a Florida resident. Even like I went by myself and it was like such a pleasant experience, but it was like it's crowded, it's a lot of people, it's a lot of like line. And so we were just taking breaks. Like my therapist was like, you know, like that's an experience. I'm like, yes, because I took breaks, I took 8C breaks, I took like just chilling because it's a full time job. Just
I agree. And I'm an introvert at heart. A lot of people in. And people in drain me because I'm not good at it. Very like in this kind of environment, I'm like, I know who I'm talking to and I know what I'm talking about. And I'm great. Yeah. You stick me in a room where I don't know anyone and it's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
You know how people talk about the whole nightmare of like getting in front of a class naked? That's my version. It's like you put me in a room and I'm just like, oh, can I close down really quick? So, you know, all those people wanted to see, I'm like, whoa.
All right, let's talk about August release. Let's talk to us about it. Because I mean, we got Ether and Sweets.
Yes, we did. Kenzie's book is going to release, I think it's August 8th. I'm working on that one now. We get cover reveal Monday. I feel like it's Monday, July 8th. I'm not looking like calendar. Next Monday, but I'm not sure when it's airing. So Monday, July 8th. Is cover reveal and I am in love with these covers. Oh my gosh. I joke around all the time. They're going to have to pry my man's covers out of like my cold dead hand because I just love a good male model cover.
Yeah.
And I'm in love. This cover is so perfect for this particular character that I'm so excited. And then I got the alt over the past few days sending us update from the alt. And I actually said to Brianna, my manager, I was like, Brie, I might need to make this the pad cover. It's so gorgeous. And she wrote to me, she's like, you're going to pay for decline. And she was right. And an hour later, I was like, no, I need to. But anyway, it released August 8th. What can I say? It is fake dating. It is hockey. It is. I don't know how much I can give away this, but it's yummy. After that, it's yummy. It's a little bit of the teach me. I don't know what. We joked around. I don't know what that's actually called, but where he has to kind of teach her a little bit because she's a little less experienced. She's not completely non-experienced. She has had some experience, but it wasn't any good experience. So she's just like, whatever. She's someone who's been very driven. She is an OBGYN who just finished her residency. She's come back down to work with the doctor. She just spent the last 4 years doing her residency. And I have a niece who's just about to start her OBGYN residency in my real life, who's been giving me like all of the good details for it. And when she signed her contract, it actually started yesterday. It started July 1st. She signed her contract. They signed a contract to work 60 hours minimum per week. And they only are guaranteed 2 days off a month. And she said, you know, yeah, okay, 60 a week. She said, reality is it's more like 80 a week. So I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So I knew from the get-go, Kenzie was not going to get a book until she had finished her residency. That's why Kenzie wasn't included in the first 4 books of this series. And I decided, you know, time jump and start the next series with her instead. They're all a little bit older, but you are still going to get, you know, the 5 characters everyone has been just dying for. There's going to be Maddox. There's going to be Callan. Neither of them are the hero, I promise. Everyone wants them. Not yet. But they will be coming.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for Maddox and Callan. You know, they're
going to be different
when it comes out.
Cool. Delicious. I love them. Love them, love them. As you can, well, if you go back and read the rest of the series, they are definitely heavily featured in this series. They are so much fun with these women that I've introduced. And it was so much fun to write Playing to Win because it was the first time I'd ever focused a series on a group of women. I've focused a series on a group of men before. I've focused 2 series on family. So it was the brothers and the sisters. The relationship between the 5 women in these 4 books, and then, you know, Kenzie will get her book in this next one, was really like the overarching theme of the whole thing. Like, yes, each individual book was about the love story between the hero and the heroine. But that overarching theme of the found family, of these women being each other's soulmate, you know, when it all boiled down to it, that was really something I had so much fun playing into. They were such strong characters. And such strong women, and it just was so much fun to play with.
Yeah, I really love, I personally love when there's a strong female friendship. Like, I value my female friendship so much.
Me and then
teaching something nice to me, like having the group chat and having someone to call on your shit.
1000%. That's it. It's having that friend that you know will be like, no, don't do that. Like, I joke around all the time. My best friend and I, gosh, I've known her. Our babies are the same age. She has 3 girls the same age as my boy. Yeah. And I'm her go-to when she needs somebody to tell her not to do something. So shoot me the message and she'll be like, you need to talk me off a ledge. Meanwhile, she's my go-to when I'm ticked off because I know she'll keep working me up and up and up. I'm like, she will commiserate. She'll be like, okay, where's the shovel? We ride at dawn.
It's not like a good gossip session. Like, you know, like, you're going to hop off the window tea and you're like, oh, we're going to dissect it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's funny. I don't know about you, but I have different friends. Like, it's the different friends that bring the different things to my table. So, for years now, I've joked around. My operations manager, Brie, we call her my momager. She's like my Kris Jenner because she, all the fun things that we do as a business, they've all come from her. None of them come from me. Yeah. I never think of any of that, but it's always her going, oh, we should do this. We should do that. She has them all. So she's my momager. She's my key girl. She's like the little FBI agent that if I'm like, great, I saw this thing. And she will, 2 minutes collapse, got it off.
I am that person to my group, my friend group. And like, funny enough, I work as an investigator. Like, that's my friend. So I'm holding, like, my boss knows this. Like, she knows, I know you love tea, so this is how you're gonna do this. And so I'm holding my investigation stalking process and how to find information. I don't know. Or, like, you give me an aim, and I'm like, oh, I can tell you.
I love that. And I do not have that skill at all. So all power to you.
But it's wonderful. Like, each person brings something to the group, and it's just as valuable. So
1,000%. And it's that I think I put it in all four books in some way, shape, or form, or with each one. It was something along the lines of, you know, value those friendships with those women who protect your name and rooms you're not in. And as I've gotten older, I've realized how important that is, how protective I am of those relationships. So it was a lot of fun to write that. Most of the time in the book that I've written, even with the Kingston, it was more brothers and sisters, but we got all of the wives. So we still formed all of those friendships. But to get to actually have that friendship between those women be the base of an entire series, I absolutely loved it in a way I'd never gotten to love anything before. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, Bella, what's where you can find you online?
Oh, great. Let's see, where can you find me online? Well, I'm on Amazon. I'm on audio. We're in audio on Audible. Ooh, I don't know how to word it. I've got a Patreon as well. For if you're a collector and you like special edition paperback, get on my Patreon because we have two different levels of books. You can get special edition paperback. I have a Facebook readers group, The Game Changer, Instagram, TikTok, all the socials. All the socials we need to be on.
Thank you all so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.